A major rail upgrade is now underway on Connecticut's busy New Haven line. The governor announced construction has started for a $1.6 billion Time One project, which he says will modernize our tracks, signals, and overhead wires between Stratford and Bridgeport. State officials saying the improvements will eventually deliver faster, more frequent, and more reliable train service. But is the hype all what it is? Is that the best way to put it? Is the hype all that it's cracked up to be? Not everyone is convinced, to be honest, including Jim Cameron, who joins us back on the show. He is the author of the weekly opinion column Talking Transportation in Connecticut Mirror. And we will, of course, link his most recent article to our website, voiceofct.com. Jim, welcome back. Your column again, the $1.6 billion railroad promise. Talk to us about this, because you were pretty critical about it.
Well, I think it's a great project and plenty of work that needs to be done. The problem is we've heard this all before. I mean, the people that were at the press conference last week, the governor, the DOT, Metro North, Amtrak, the same people were at a press conference years ago talking about the same effort, and things haven't improved. The other problem is that they've only allocated $340 million for the first phase of this project. The rest of the $1.3 billion that'll be necessary has not been funded yet. So it's, you know, in the software business, they would call this vaporware. You know, they're announcing a product that hasn't been created yet. And, you know, the timing of all this, no surprise, it's an election year. There's a primary election going on this week. The governor has to deliver and remind people that he's out there fighting for the commuters. But, you know, I ask your listeners this morning who are sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic on I-95 or coming down Route 8, has traffic improved? I mean, I can tell you that the railroads have not necessarily improved.
But would you say, Jim, that we're in a different place because of federal dollars, or no, not really?
Well, that's the problem, because a lot of the money that was going to be spent in this phase one project, which was really only going to address 3 miles of track around Stratford and Bridgeport, a lot of that money was going to come from the federal government, $184 million. Connecticut kicking in $145 million, and Amtrak, in all of their generosity, also paying about $11 million. So, you know, we can't do any of this stuff if it wasn't for federal money. And we know that since the Biden administration left town and their pro-rail attitude left town with them, there's not a lot of enthusiasm on the part of the Trump administration to spend money on trains or mass transit or helping commuters, especially in the Northeast.
So two things can be true at the same time, not to put words in your mouth, Jim Cameron, but it seems like you support the idea of having to embrace, if you will, our train system, because mass transit is, I would hope, effective. It would take the congestion, to your point, off of our roadways, especially if the trains were faster. However, at the same time, this is sort of like deja vu. We have heard that there would be investment and there'd be long-term solutions with our trains, but we've never actually seen it come to fruition.
Exactly right. I mean, the work that they're proposing in this plan, great. Needs to be done, should have been done decades ago, but they don't have the funding for it. So, you know, the media has been gobbling this up for the past week. Oh, great, $1.3 billion, $1.6 billion is going to be spent on our trains. Oh, 90 mile an hour trains. No, all they're doing is promising about a plan that hasn't been funded yet. So don't believe the hype. Somebody's got to ask the questions and say, well, you know, how are you going to pay for this if you don't have federal money? When's this all going to happen? Is this really going to take 9 years to get done? And well, nobody seems to be asking those questions.
Yeah. And actually, I'm so glad that you said that, Jim, because I actually want to know that. I have not gotten an answer back on that, actually. That was a direct question I had with the Connecticut Department of Transportation. I'm still hoping to have that conversation with them. But that was my first question is, first of all, to your point, I don't understand. So I get, again, I know this is a multi-step process. project is the best way I could put it. And so the first phase is Stratford to Bridgeport. But I mean, is that why this takes almost a decade to do? Because, again, you're not just talking about Metro North trains. My understanding is Acela also would be able to go faster if we just updated our tracks. But is that why this is going to take 9 years to complete? Is because, all right, we start with this section of track. Then we got to keep moving down Fairfield County, essentially. Like, why is it taking so long?
Well, the reason they're choosing this first section of track, 3 miles long, is it's straight as an arrow. It's one of those places that railroads could actually kick up the speedometer and make 90 miles an hour. Great. That's wonderful for 3 miles.
But right.
To do this kind of work and still run a railroad and run all the trains that we're doing, it's like, you know, it's like trying to change the fan belt in your car while it's running down the highway. They got to keep the trains going. There are places already where they've taken out one track or two tracks. It's still a four-track railroad, but when you're taking tracks out to do work, and they got to work overnight, and they got to have crews, and they got to have warning systems out there and all that stuff, it gets really expensive, and it's quite slow. If they could shut the railroad down, they'd get this finished right quick, but they can't shut the railroad down.
Right.
Not like closing one of the tubes in the East River tunnels in New York City.
Right. That's a good point. Well, and to your other point, Jim, the funding not being promised to be there as this project progresses is a huge concern. So let's say, again, the $1.6 billion, that, and correct me if I'm wrong, that is for this first phase, correct? That's not for the entire project.
No, that's the whole project.
That is the whole project.
The first stage is only $340 million.
Only.
We're talking real money here, Melissa.
But
this is a lot of money, and
well,
it's going to
yeah.
take a lot of time. And the problem is, you know, my big objection is the governor and the DOT are over-promising, and so far they have under-delivered. They're promising the sun, the sky, the moon, and the stars. And so far, it's a cloudy day as far as I'm concerned. I ain't seeing nothing going on up in the sky.
Well, and the big question, my point of bringing up the money, Jim, is the concern of, okay, so even if you got this first phase done, let's just say from Stratford to Bridgeport, ultimately, it's 3 miles of track. And so what if we then yep. don't get money for phase two and three and so on and so forth? Then what was, I don't want to say what was the point, but what was the point? You know, and we kind
well,
of,
they
you know,
want. They want to try to increase the speeds that are allowed by the FRA, the Federal Railroad Administration. I mean, the trains that run on Metro North now are still crippled by a speed restriction that was put in following that Bridgeport-Fairfield derailment years and years ago. So they want to fix up the bridges. They want to fix up the signal system, the catenary, the overhead power line. Absolutely essential work that needs to be done. And when it's all done on the whole line, the speeds should supposedly go up to about 70 miles an hour. P.S. That's the speed that the trains used to run years ago. So we're not making, you know, great breakthroughs here. If they can do 70 miles an hour, it'll be, you know, a little bit faster. They're going to try to improve, I think, the service by not making every train be a local. So there might be more kind of zoned express service, skipping stops. But, you know, they need more cars. They need very creative scheduling to make all that happen. But first of all, they need to fix the tracks, the signals, and the power line. And that's going to take $1.6 billion, most of which they don't have yet. And yet they're promising us it's basically a done deal. So
yeah.
Anybody that's ridden Metro North, how fast are the trains when you're riding on Metro North? It sure don't look like 70 miles an hour to me,
no.
Let alone 90 miles an hour.
Right, exactly. We are chatting with Jim Cameron of Talking Transportation for Connecticut Mirror, talking about the $1.6 billion project to make our trains faster in Connecticut. Really, Metro North, Acela, you know, running 90 miles an hour is really the goal here. Again, if you talk to the DOT and the governor. And Jim, I'm curious, you know, when you hear that claim after the improvements, how likely is it that, again, if we have the funding, of course, which is what you've outlined, how likely is it that Metro North trains could even run 90 miles an hour?
Oh, I think they'll be able to do that, but not the whole length of the system. I think there are stretches. There's already a stretch, for example, if you take the train into New York City, there's an area that the railroad and the engineers refer to as the Raceway. It's straight as an arrow between Larchmont and New Rochelle. You're riding right alongside I-95. And, yeah, they can already do about 75, 80 miles an hour there. So, yeah, there'll be some straight stretches of track on Metro North where they'll be able to achieve 90 miles an hour. But most of the run will probably still be in the 70-mile-an-hour range. Will it mean faster trains? Yes. I have nothing but respect for the work that has to be done, the money that has to be raised. My conjecture in this article is really, please be honest with us. Don't tell us that the trains are going to run 90 miles an hour if it's only for a few miles. It's like Amtrak saying, ooh, our new Acela runs 165 miles an hour. Yes, it does, for 3 miles in New Jersey and about 4 miles in Rhode Island. But the rest of the run is not that fast.
Right.
So
right.
I'm just asking people to be a little cynical. And I'm asking the people that are making these announcements, the DOT, the governor, be honest with us. We can handle the truth. Tell us it's going to take time and why, and explain it to us. And tell us what all of that work and patience and money is going to result in. And don't overpromise us, because then we'll be disappointed. And then we're not going to believe you when you make promises, whether it's an election year or not.
Right. I mean, well, and the thing that you just highlighted, Jim, that I think is the better question that reporters should be asking is, I don't really care how fast the trains go. My bigger concern, or I guess my bigger question would be, does it actually cut the time down getting in and out of New York City? That's been my question. I could care less how fast the trains end up going. But, you know, again, you're talking about cutting down 25 minutes of your one-way train ride. And so to me, you know, so like right now I live in Milford, and the idea of going into New York City is not ideal. Right now I will drive to Fairfield. I'll even drive all the way down to Stamford to where my sister lives, park the car there, and then get on the train from there, because it's just a very long train ride. I wouldn't do that if, in fact, you were to cut that train ride down close to a half an hour each way. That makes it more attractive to me, and it would, again, take my car off the road and many others who are coming from the upper part of Fairfield County, even lower New Haven County. That's my bigger thing, and that's where I think you would hear officials say, well, no, if we only do 3 miles of track, I guess you're not talking about cutting 25 minutes out of your commute, right? I mean, I think that's the better question.
They are claiming that they'll reduce overall commuting time, like from New Haven, by about 25 minutes. I've done the math on that, and that even that claim doesn't make sense. But, you know, again, I hate to keep coming back to it's an election year, but, you know, they're dangling promises us in front of us. Again, we've heard for 5 years now, the service has not necessarily improved so far. The governor has to have something to show for all the time and effort and verbiage she's put into improving the roads and the rails. Doesn't have a lot to show. So he promises us, yeah, it's going to get even better. The trains are going to run faster, and there's going to be a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage. No, it's not going to happen. And all I'm asking them to do is be honest with us. Tell us what the facts are. We know it's going to cost more than they've told us. We know it's going to take longer than they've even projected at this point. That's the nature of the beast. Things happen when you're doing this kind of work. So, you know, the sun will come up tomorrow, I know, but it may be a little while before the clouds part. And I can see the rays of the future, you know, rising in the east.
Certainly more questions than answers, and more, I think, of a call to action to ask those questions of not only politicians, but really the Connecticut Department of Transportation. And so we will certainly continue to press those concerns and those questions right here on WICC. And Jim Cameron, I always appreciate having these conversations with you. Thank you so much for writing, talking transportation, and having the skepticism, because I think it's important that we always keep an open mind and we continue to, I think, strive for good journalism and ask these types of questions. And if you want to read Jim's full article, we're linking it to our website, voiceofct.com. Jim, thank you again. We appreciate it.